What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Goddess Gang? How y'all doing? It's your girl, Q.
Hey, y'all. It's Ray.
And today's spill is going to be, can you be friends with an ex? Should you be friends with an ex?
And I guess maybe if we have time, are you okay with your partner being friends with an ex?
Okay. We could talk about it.
All right. It's going to get wet. All right. So Q's going to start.
Well, I kind of needed to think about my answer a little bit because I kind of got I could go either way. I think it depends. So let me formulate my answer. What you got, though?
Okay. Well, I kind of wanted to think too, which is why I was trying to have you go first.
Okay, I'll
so
go first.
I could think, but
I could go first if you want. I mean, for me, I guess it just depends. I think. I don't know. It's very hard. I feel like if there's no ties, like if you don't have ties, like a child or y'all share a dog, you know, some people share their yes. puppy, you know, their animals.
Pet parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I would say I don't see the reason. I feel like if we was gonna be talking, we could have been together. Like I don't see the reason. I mean, I don't see the reason. But then at the same time, in my last relationship, we still talked for quite a while after we broke up. So there's that, but I can't see you talking every day and doing all of that. If one of us was in another relationship, I wouldn't see that happening. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say I'm kind of up in the air for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I am too. Like, well, I don't really have any exes. But.
Okay, let's make a pretend one. Let's pretend you did.
So, okay, let's pretend that I had an ex. Yes. I think me being me, you probably would agree with this. I would want to be friends. I would still want to be friends.
You would, absolutely. Like, that's why I don't know what you needed to think about. Because, without a doubt, it could be
tricky.
It can be.
And you know me, I like benefits too, and pluses and surprises.
Correct.
So I could say friends.
Correct.
Then we'd be like, fuck it again.
Correct.
Which is usually why I probably want to still be friends.
Oh,
never mind. It's your turn.
Okay, so well, with that being said, do you think that that would remain if you guys were both single? So what happened if one or both of you got into a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll have to, you know, respect that boundary.
If you guys could see her face when she says respect boundaries, because
if that's your thing, you know,
look,
you're into
that's
that.
If a boundary is your thing, if y'all remember a few episodes back, we discussed boundaries. If you haven't tuned in, go check them out and then come back to this and hear her say, if boundaries are your thing.
yeah, do what she said. She's right. She is not wrong. But like, I'm just saying, you established that type of kind of relationship this is going to be. Is it going to be respectful to everybody involved if we have partners, or is it just going to be respectful to one another? Like, who's important here in this
like
equation?
Y'all just gonna stay is loyal to each other no matter what?
Yeah,
then nigga, y'all should stay together. Because that's my okay, so if that's gonna be the case, why not stay together and try and make it work? I mean, I know everybody's not for everyone, no matter how many times you may try and work through things. But I just feel like at some point in time, nigga, we could have just stayed together for all this shit. If we still communicating all the time, if we still fucking on each other, and we still know what it is, but we not together.
Yeah, I mean, that at that point, yeah. But like, if it's just some of those things, not all of them, like maybe y'all don't fuck on each other anymore.
But in your case, it would be.
Oh, well, first of all, I don't know why she's trying to tell my business. But I don't know where she gets off.
How dare
think
she
think that? But no, I'm just saying you may not. At some point, you stop doing certain things, and then y'all could be like, could y'all be friends? Can you see yourself having moved on in a relationship, having kids or whatever? And then this person that you used to sleep with or do all whatever with is just a friend, like coming around to birthday parties and you know, like shit like that, while you have moved on or like in there with their family.
I don't see why
you would never want that.
I don't think so. I just don't see why. Like I said. prior to my last relationship, I'd have been like, hell no, like, talk for what? Mm-hmm. And I still, part of me still feels that way, like, why? Even throughout our breakup and still would talk, I would be like, why? I would be confused sometimes by myself. I would be like, why? You know, why? But I think I would have definitely been more dead set against it mm-hmm. prior to my situation. And I was like, we did talk every day, if not every other day. And not much changed, minus the title and the spending time together. So in that regard, like I said, I would be confused. Like, why are we even still, like, this doesn't make any sense. Because also I feel in that instance, it carries the hurt longer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like there's not that time to kind of figure things out, figure yourself mm-hmm. out, and try and balance moving on and this and that. So that's another part of the reason I would say no. Yeah. Because it makes it harder to actually move on. You're mm-hmm. still connected in some way, shape, yep. or form. You're still in that, no matter how you shape it or size it. So before, I would have been like, I'm absolutely dead set against it. This situation, I'm like, However, what I can say is if I was in another relationship or they were in another relationship, I definitely wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to disrespect my mm-hmm. partner or disrespect their partner. So I definitely wouldn't see a reason to be. I think we were able to still do it, one, because all the feelings were still there, and two, because we were not dealing with other people. Mm-hmm. So if other people came around, I don't think it would be the same. For me, it wouldn't be the same case. I wouldn't be able to still do that because I think it's disrespectful. Like, I used to fuck on you heavy. And now I'm supposed to bring you around.
I used to do some things to you.
I used to do some nasty things.
You used to do some nasty shit to me. Yes.
And so how am I supposed to look in your face knowing, look in your face knowing I used to sit on your face and then have you next to or in the same presence as my new partner? I just don't see how that would be okay.
I find it to be wonderful.
I know what you find it to be, because you would probably fantasize about having both of them.
I find that to be a fantastic situation.
I bet you do.
What a party.
Oh, my God.
I'm with it. Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Let's get together. Come on. Come one, come all. Come hither.
No.
I think it would be entertaining.
I'm sure.
I think that would be very
I think it would be entertaining for you to come back and tell me what happened.
You wouldn't want to be there?
Oh, you would let me watch? I would totally watch if you let me. If you let me, sure.
I didn't mean the nasty
wait,
time.
Hold on, hold on.
I didn't mean the nasty time.
Oh, you didn't mean the nasty time? Oh, you mean just to be in the presence? Yes. Oh, I would totally do that too.
Shizzle.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys. Another topic for another day. But I would absolutely be present, because I would want to see how that shit would play out.
Yeah, because I think
for sure.
But yeah, so like you said a lot, and it was, you know, it came from a deeper place.
Yeah.
Than the selfish, like I said, I'm gonna be friends, so maybe someday we'll get back together, or I'm gonna be friends because I'm gonna want to fuck on you. Mm-hmm. You know, in the meantime, while I'm trying to find my next fuck onable. So, you know, like, don't nobody want to just be dickless. Sometimes you do. You choose that life.
Yes.
But some other times you need to still have that backup, that right there that you can just
you
grab.
You need your maintenance
real quick.
Man.
Yeah.
The maintenance man.
To keep everything in tip-top shape.
Yes. Make sure all the plumbing continues to work properly.
So that'd be exes. But I think that's why people have a problem with exes, because they'd be like, oh, you're just going to go back and fuck up on them, or, like, you know. Yes. If I do something that makes you mad, you got them to run back to their friends now until you know, want to fuck on them, or I make mad, like I said. So that's tough. So having said that, that means you wouldn't be comfortable with your partner being friends with an ex?
Nope.
Like, no type of
friendship? I mean,
what if it's somebody, what if it's just
nope.
What if
it's a hard pass for me?
What if it's not an ex? Like for me, for instance, I don't really have those.
Correct.
So if it's just somebody that they had sex with before.
If you've seen the bitch naked, no. It's not happening.
And see,
I mean, unless there's a child involved where they have to communicate.
Right, that's
but
not
if there's
this,
no
that's
children
not
involved,
about.
No, for what?
So you would be upset if you found out that somebody that is your partner's friend.
I wouldn't be upset because you're not going to do it.
They had
But people, there's no reason for
people don't
sex.
Disclose this
happening.
Information all the time. Sometimes because they've been friends for so long, they don't really consider that person their ex no more. They just consider them their friend.
Nigga, that's your ex. I don't care what term you choose to use nowadays, okay? I don't know how progressive you want to be with this, but that is your ex.
See, I see. And now me, I think I'll be okay with it until I had a reason not to be, I guess. Because I wouldn't want somebody to tell me I can't be friends with somebody just because I had sex with them. Who cares?
What would be a reason why
Hold on, y'all. We got a question in the back. Y'all can't hear the co-producer, Captain G, over here, but he has a question in the back. What's up, Captain G?
What would be a reason that you wouldn't be okay?
She would change my mind? If it just feels like it starts to cross a boundary, or it feels like there's more to it than what mm-hmm. meets the eye. Mm-hmm. But if you and me, you and me, I mean, shit, if y'all want to be together, y'all will be together, I guess. Until you show me otherwise, what choice do I have?
Yeah.
Everybody don't want each other.
That's true.
And some people have no problem, like, moving on, no longer dabbling in that old shit. Like, some people are very much firm and never go back.
Mm-hmm.
And some people said they will never spend a block again.
No,
once it's done, it's done. Absolutely. No matter if it was because of me, because of you, because mm-hmm. just circumstances, whatever it is, some people just don't do it. So I think it could be okay. Not everybody is going to succumb to that person's pressure, if that ex is even pressuring them.
That's so true.
It could be, especially if you guys really have a foundation and a genuine friendship. Like, I feel like, because that happens a lot of times. Even people get divorced sometimes, they'd be like,
they remain friends.
Often, mm-hmm. Whether they have kids or not, you see couples mm-hmm. that still remain friends throughout life.
I have absolutely seen some Lifetime movies like that. I can say that I can completely agree with some of the things you are saying. It's very accurate and very true. However, I think the way my mind is set up, it just would not allow. Like, I can't see it happening. Now, that could change. It could change. I don't know. But just the way my mind is set up.
But is that why? Because you just think that they could just run back to him or doing something? Or, like,
I always think you could say hi, bitch. What? Because did you see how she looked at you when she said hi? Like, that would be my mind. That would be my thing. I would be like,
you can't see me. I'm blinking.
Yes, that's like, why I laughed. But
a lot. I'm just blink.
But no,
blink,
seriously,
blink.
I just feel like a part of me really feels like seriously, if it was all like that, why didn't you try and work it out? Why didn't you try and stay?
Because something.
And like
don't
I said,
work
I know everybody's
they work
not
in other
meant
ways.
To be, but then how do you know? Like, how do you know you're ready to move on? How do you know that you weren't ready for this relationship, or that person wasn't right for you, and that you're ready to do other things if you are still so closely intertwined? Like, break it off and see.
Because for everybody's not wired like that. For some people, it doesn't take that much or take
that,
that
is
long.
True,
you know, everybody has a different process.
This
in,
is true.
In dealing
but
with that.
I said what I said, and I stand 10 toes on what I said.
Yeah, so everybody doesn't have that problem. Some people, then that wouldn't work for you.
Some people, what?
If that's your issue, that's not going to work
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
But other people,
I accept
you know,
it.
They probably like, yeah, they accept this is mm-hmm. what it's going to be, though.
I accept.
And so, you know, you ain't getting no more of this good.
Right.
Not even if I'm drunk. And we're both drunk. And it won't count.
Because it was still.
It didn't happen.
I don't remember. It didn't happen.
Just kidding. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably all I have to say about that subject, too. I would be open to it, I think, until...
Until you couldn't be
I couldn't be,
it.
Or until it made me feel uncomfortable. But I'm not going to ever again stay in a situation where I feel uncomfortable. I'm not never say
correct.
Never moment, but I'm going to really make sure to take care of myself
right.
in whatever relationship that I get in.
That
I'm not going to sit here and take something just to have, you know,
to have that person. Right.
And to prove that I'm strong
I'm
because
down,
I can handle
yeah.
anything and I'm down for whatever
type of person.
I'm a ride or
die. Yep, I'm going to let
exactly,
you do.
Exactly.
Because
no, nigga.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what's
there's
good for
me. There's limits to this ride.
Correct.
And dying. Limits.
Yeah. I would do. There will lots of riding. There will be riding.
That's what she said.
There will be riding. So. But
yeah,
I would do it until it makes me uncomfortable or whatever. And now for me, it would be difficult to go the other way if they said they didn't want me to be friends with.
Yeah, what about that? Because
I can
totally see.
Because I feel like we should all be friends. We should always be friends.
I see one of your situations getting in a relationship mm-hmm. and that partner saying like,
yep.
I don't think.
And I'm not going to handle that very well. I'm just going to tell y'all now, so.
What you mean you ain't gonna handle it very well in what way? Like, because
I don't like people telling me that who I can and cannot be friends with.
This I know.
Like, I don't like that. I don't care who you are. You don't get to decide if I don't want to be your friend. I'm going to decide if I don't want to be your friend.
Oh my god! So
not your decision,
so let's
nigga.
Just say you was dealing with Ray, and Ray girl says, "Look, I know you've been friends with Ray for a long time. It's Ray and Ray. I just know the
fact. I'm like, what is happening?
We going to change his name. His name going to be James, okay? So.
Oh, my God. So that's our James, dad's names.
Oh, both our dad's names are James. Well, shit, no, give me a fucking
Ray
name.
And James. Those are our dad's names.
Okay, my dad's name is James.
My dad's name is Ray.
Oh, my God. Okay. We need it. What the fuck is another? Jerome? Terrence. Okay, we got Terrence. Terrence is on deck. Terrence, you're up.
What up, T? Terrence. My nigga Terrence.
Yes. So you've been dealing with Terrence for a long time. And of course, because you don't really do relationships, but y'all have had y'all's situationship. Y'all have what y'all have. Mm-hmm. And then Terrence decides.
I don't think I'll ever really be that close with somebody named Terrence.
Oh, my God. Well, then, bitch, you name him because you see me struggling for a name.
No, like, for real, no offense to nobody named
Terrence. Okay, so all the Terrences out there, no one understands.
I love, like, T and shit like that. Like, don't, no offense, but I just, it wasn't.
Nigga, give me a name then. Give a name.
Like, a nigga named, like, Chris or, like,
okay, we're going to stick with Chris.
Like, some initials.
We're going to stick with Chris, okay? So, oh, my God. I'm just the hypothetical, and we cannot get a fucking name for the hypothetical. Okay, so Chris. Chris's girl. It does not like or feel comfortable with you and Chris's relationship.
Dumper.
Knowing. Oh.
Breakup order. Obviously, she's not good for you.
She ain't good for him because correct. She don't want him dealing with correct. You no more and he's to fuck on you. Okay.
Yeah. Get rid of her.
Why? What if he really likes her?
No, if he really likes her, that's fine. But.
Well, what would, how would you
upset.
Feel?
Because that means, I feel like that means we're not really friends because it shouldn't be. If you're friends, you're friends. You
shouldn't be dictated
able to
by somebody else.
Dictate just because you're, yeah, because now what, we get to be friends again because this new girl is okay with it. And so we going back and forth. I don't feel like that's fair to the other friend. I really don't. If we're really friends and it's not like a, you know, we trying to fuck on each other or anything correct. Like that, meaning you care about, just like if I was a guy friend, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be around in your life forever, then correct. You can't just pick me up and put me back down.
But do you have like fair. Any like understanding towards the partner as far as where they may be coming from, or is it just
nope. I mean, if they would explain it to me, maybe.
If the partner explained it to you?
Or like if she has an issue, what's the issue? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if you present it. But if you don't present me with an issue, then what's the problem?
So you like would be a little more open or understanding if they were able to, or if Chris or the girlfriend was able to sit you down and tell you, well, this is what makes me uncomfortable. This is something that I picked up on, blah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to just... My girl said I can't be your friend no more, so
I think that would be shitty.
Okay.
And I would feel like then we really wasn't friends, or like we really ain't friends then.
Right.
Because you're gonna get rid of, I mean, and some people would do this too, because this has been presented. You're going to get rid of your homeboy too? Like, just because she say she don't like mm-hmm. him? And yeah, mm-hmm. some people, I guess, would. But I guess it would depend on the reason too. That's why I said you, like, if there's something, there's a boundary being crossed or whatever. I understand.
Well, you're
that.
A naturally flirtatious person.
But yeah, but I'm not, so, if I'm rubbing on your nigga leg, I wouldn't, that's not something I would do anyways. But. That wouldn't be an issue. But I'm saying, like, if it's just, you just don't feel comfortable because you're unhealthily attached or something to your, why are you laughing? What is so funny?
Because.
Why are you laughing? That's so funny. What I mean?
Well, because I'm just listening to what you're saying.
She's smiling so hard. Like, I don't know what's so funny. Like, she's just got this big ass grin on her face
because. Because I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm feeling like you're mixing in the last situation in with this hypothetical situation. And I feel like you're starting to vent a little bit. So go ahead, continue.
No,
because
now I done lost
in.
It.
You're mixing
now
in.
Now I done lost it.
So you said you wouldn't be touching on him like that or whatever. So you
yeah,
wouldn't need
so I wouldn't
that.
See
you
what
would,
the problem would be right. for her to say you can't be friends with this person anymore. Yeah. So what did I mix in? I'm confused.
You're
this
mixed
being
in
recorded,
some,
so I can't really go back.
You
know,
because you're mixing in some of the last situation. How? As far as like not really being friends and getting a girlfriend and then this and this and this. So it's kind of like you're mixing in what happened mm-hmm. this last situation.
No, I thought I was answering would I have a problem or would I be upset if she doesn't want us to be friends? That's what I'm answering.
Yeah, you're answering it, but it sounds like your answer is mixing in.
I don't get it.
Some of your last, because we're not on that. We can't really go into detail unless you want to go into detail.
I don't know what you're
one.
Talking about.
This last situationship that you just had.
I wasn't talking about anything personal. What the fuck? I'm so confused.
It sounds like you were mixing in some of the last situation you just had. Oh, my God. I thought they were pretty good. What y'all sipping on out there, y'all? Tell us. You got tea, coffee, water, wine.
I guess. What? Huh?
Well, we are called Sip and Spill for a reason. So you should always have you a little sip when listening.
You should.
So we need to know what you're sipping on. What she's guzzling on.
That dick. Yeah, I knew that was coming. She did
my gosh.
She did that on purpose. She ooped me.
Oh, alley-oop. She ooped me. Alley-oop.
Okay. So, we'll go back. And I think what you were saying was you guys didn't agree when I said drop her if she says y'all can't be friends anymore. Mm-hmm. Because as the friend, I feel like that would be fucked up. So, I was trying to answer. We in the same room. I can see you and hear you. What the? And you just. What the fuck? Oh my God. I was just getting back to the professional.
Get into it.
Oh my God. That's going to have to be edited too.
You didn't have
that's
to
so unprofessional.
To what I was doing.
I couldn't help. Can't be anymore. Anyway, she was trying to get a refill. Can't she get a refill? Anyway. So, like I was saying, yes, I would be upset and I would have a problem with your new person saying, you know, get putting you in a place where you got an ultimatum or like it's me or her or, you know, you can't be friends with her anymore. Right. I would be offended if I felt like we were truly friends. And what I was saying was, especially so if we knew that there was a boundary that we wouldn't cross and like we no longer had those type of feelings or, you know, would act on that and we respect each other and their relationships and things going forward. That I feel like would mean that we must not have really been friends because you can't just pick me up and put me down and, you know,
that makes
whenever
sense.
You feel like it. Because your next spouse may very well
be
perfectly
okay
with
it.
Right. But, you know, you was in this last relationship for like 2 years, so we never really got to kick it, hang out, and whatever. That's not fair. So that's where I would stand with that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes
sense.
And
that's why I said, fuck that bitch. She ain't good for you.
She's no good.
Yeah. No.
Well, I don't know. What you're saying makes perfect. I agree with what you're saying, but I also just know myself.
Comfort level and
right. Yeah. And so for me, I just know. Like I said, I can't ever never say never type thing because, I mean, that's one thing my last relationship taught me. Never say never. So I said some nevers and I was like, oh my God. So, I mean, you can never say never, but I guess it would definitely, I would probably definitely say I'd have to play it by ear and see how they interact and see what the vibe is. And then that'll let me know how comfortable I am or not with it. And then we could probably move from there. But I just can honestly say, I just can't see it. Like, I can't see myself being like, okay with it or just being like, oh, okay. Oh, you guys are going to hang out? Oh, okay. Like, you know, I really honestly can't see it happening, but I guess you never know. I mean, as I grow and get older.
What?
What's up, Captain?
What
you
doing
right
doing?
Now?
I'm with y'all.
You ain't never dated neither one of us.
Correct. Correct.
Captain G out here, he just want to say some shit. And
I
then
know,
he,
right.
He is on the wrong topic, I think, because.
You going to let her talk about you like that?
Well, because I'm like, he don't have the right topic. Like,
it's not the right topic.
Now, if we want to go into just as far as friendships.
But you already.
We've talked about that. I don't think you were here that day, but we did talk about about that and the comfortability with that. But,
go check that out. Go check that out.
If
can men
it.
And women be just friends?
Yes. Yes. But I don't know. Yeah, I think I would
it
would depend. It would definitely depend. And like you said, as far as being comfortable, I'm not going to be like rocking with it and be okay with it just because I don't want to upset you.
Let me ask you this. What if y'all was like 57?
Just because. What the fuck that mean? Like.
Y'all mature.
No.
You mature. Okay, 63.
I was about to say, if you going to cheat, you going to cheat.
What if y'all was in the nursing home?
I don't think there's an age gap.
Right, yeah.
What if y'all was in the nursing home?
Well, in the nursing home, I assume we all just going to be friends to be happy. We still alive and living, so I'm assuming we all going to be trying to be friends in the
nursing home. What if he was fucking Betty? Wait, what if he was a fucking, you found out he gave Betty his Jell-O? After you had asked him, did he get Jell-O? He said, no, they didn't give me Jell-O today.
So then
and you found out because he had gave it to Betty.
He wants me to slap him
and then Thelma said that she sucked his dick that one time during gameplay.
then it would be a problem. Because when we're playing bingo, we should be only playing bingo. There should be nothing else going on. So there would be a whole problem if you out here canoodling, giving bitches jello and getting felt up while we playing bingo.
But I'm just saying, so that's the age that you cut off?
What'd you say, Captain?
Y'all all friends, you said.
We was friends until you was giving bitches jello. We was friends until, remember I said there would be limited, I would have to see how you vibe, and your vibe is you giving this bitch jello. So therefore.
Sorry,
we
Betty.
We would have to stop. I'm sorry, Betty. Sorry, Betty. You better find somebody else to get you some fucking jello. And I don't even like jello, but I bet I take it. So. Yeah. So I don't know. It would definitely have to be something that I would play by ear, and I would definitely have to at least be with a man who would, if I did have concerns about it, would at least reassure me of said concerns,
right,
or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Because that could go a long way too. If I tell you I have concerns, then let's address them and then figure it out from there. But if you never address them, you're just gonna let me. The way my mind works, I come up with a worst case scenario every single time I ask you, and you don't answer. I will have a worst, by the time it's said and done, I will have you married with this bitch with 5 kids and you never ever told me why you were living with me. I will have a whole different scenario came up with by the time you could have just answered my initial question. So it's very much so better for you if you just answer me. If you just
answer. She says with snapped in her eyes.
Better for not snapped in the eyes.
She said.
But it is. I'm gonna write a book. It is very much so. You would do much better, and you would probably prefer. You may not know your preference, but I'm telling you, you would prefer to just answer me
again with snaps
when I ask you.
Wowzers.
And then we could eliminate all of this shit altogether. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get that.
It's what's best for you.
I get that.
Yeah. What, Captain G? What's interesting? Captain G back here. What, Captain G? What's interesting?
No, I mean, you guys are on two separate ends of the spectrum, but you understand each other well.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting. So.
Yeah.
There's lots of times we're on opposite sides, but it's still somewhere in the middle that is like,
usually.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Well, because that's one of the reasons that I do like talking with Ray, is because she's so out of the box.
Because it's me, obviously. Okay. She loves me. She's not the only one, because her checkout bae, shout out to you.
Oh, my God.
She talked about I was cute today.
Oh, goodness. So.
Oh, we're not doing that?
No.
Okay.
So what I was saying, okay, and Captain G gonna co-sign because he got hit on at a different store.
He did.
Okay,
we both got checkout bays. This is when Q would say, nothing.
I wouldn't know about a checkout bay. I wouldn't know.
We gonna get her a checkout bay.
I wouldn't know.
We gonna get her a checkout bay.
But that's one of the reasons that I love our friendship and like talking with Ray, because she is so out of the box. Mm-hmm. There is no box, actually.
Yeah.
So she's a very different type of thinker. And while I'm a different thinker, my different thinking is totally different from her different thinking. So first of all, we can always find a medium, we can always meet in the middle with things, but sometimes we become from total opposite ends. And so it's very interesting when we talk, because, well, I don't know about for her, but for me, I always get something. Like sometimes there are times where she gets me to say, okay, well, I could see it maybe. I mean, I'm still standing 10 toes on what I said, but I mean, I could see it, I guess. Like I guess, you know what I'm saying? So it's very interesting when we have conversations and different things, because, and I think that's what good conversations are for, to help you see something outside of what you may be thinking. And if a person can kind of sway you even a little bit and be like, maybe I can see that happening.
So you say sway my booty go. And do a little swoop.
It's because we can't ever.
Oh my gosh.
This is what the conversations are like.
Because it was swaying like a little rock the boat.
Like a wave?
It didn't like rock it, but sway. Anyway, yeah, as she said, it's a vibe having a conversation with me. As it is a vibe having a conversation with her, which is why we blessing y'all. In y'all ears right now. That's why we brought it together.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Captain G in the background.
Literally in the background.
I'm literally.
Like, this. We're going to play this back and we're going to hear.
You're going to hear him all up and through.
Help!
All up and through.
Help. What, nigga, what?
But it's also
kidnapping you, holding you hostage.
But it's also good because it gives a man's perspective, because even though Ray kind of has a man-like mind sometimes, she's not a nigga. So
I'm not a nigga.
Sometimes it helps to have a man's point of view. Now, whether or not we listen, it's a whole different story. But it's
definitely
always,
or not. It's definitely or not.
It's, you know, but it's definitely nice
no offense,
to have.
But it's definitely or not.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have that other, you know, that other side to it, because there are things that we come from as women from an emotional. Me a lot. I'm very much more emotional. So there's things that we come from emotional and nurturing, because we're women, we're mothers. And Captain G over here, I'm a mother.
I got kids.
Then Captain G over here comes from the logical man.
It's not necessarily
process.
Logical.
It's illogical, because men always think they're more logical than women in their thought process.
Yeah,
they always
logical.
Think they're more logical. I never said that. You didn't say it, but you never have said that.
She's just saying this.
Yes.
You didn't say that, but she's just saying this.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking gems. Y'all hearing them? I'm hearing some good shit.
So, with that being said, again, I said it with my chest, 10 toes.
And it's, if she said it with her chest, it was loud.
10 toes.
It was loud.
10 toes.
Y'all don't know. These titties
are
sitting pretty. They are high. They are up here.
Hey, so.
It is happening.
All day, every day. You can find us here.
That's it. That's fucking so,
so, but yes, we're going to be hitting y'all with so many different good topics and conversations.
Yeah, y'all
sometimes you guys are going to hear these type where it's a little funny and we go back and forth. But then we also got some more in-depth and serious conversations lined up for y'all along the way. So we're going to have a little bit of everything. We're going to have a little
We'll cover all your emotional needs.
I know I will, because I'm a crier, y'all.
That's facts. And I
Shut
will just
up.
No. We have to talk. It's a podcast.
Still.
I can't shut up.
Tell them my business.
I got to keep talking.
Tell them my business.
Because they want me, babe.
I want you, babe. Yes.
But yeah, so, yep, y'all got to stay tuned. Next spill, we're going to be diving into.
If you are friends with somebody, do you mind if they are friends with somebody you don't fuck with? Like, can your friend be friends with somebody who you be like, ew? The fuck you friends with that bitch for?
Well, from the sounds of it, no, for you, because that would be rude to talk about my friend like that. That would be very rude to say something like that about the person that I care about. Motherfucker. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, that's just how we gonna present the question.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay,
we're gonna give them answers find out, because she clearly she thinks she know what my answer is just because of the way I phrased it, but she don't know.
I don't, but it depends on what that person did. See,
say it again for the bitches in the back.
It depends on what that person did.
Correct. But
and just so you know, it ain't a whole lot, because she just is unforgiving. Yeah, she was gonna. Yeah, motherfucker, what you was gonna say? Go ahead, say what you was gonna say. Let it out. She was. You can tell. You can see it in her whole fucking face. She fixed her lips up. She pumped her chest out, walked straight up to the mic, opened her mouth, and ain't nothing come out. She ain't said shit. Lie if you want
what
to.
What I was gonna say is.
Hell
I'm
no.
trying to work on myself.
Oh, now I'm the bad guy. Fuck that.
With that being said, I'm trying to work
now
on some
I'm the
things
bad guy.
Within myself.
Yes, we all are. We all gonna work on ourselves. We are.
Correct. But y'all got it.
That's a good thing.
It's the blat. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful, darling. Wonderful. So y'all got to stay tuned for the next sip and spill. We're going to get into it. You're going to hear our answers. You may hear a little bit of Captain G giving some feedback or input. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to reach out to us, Ray, tell them where they can get to us at.
TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at The Goddess Babes. And you can email us, rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com.
Yes, gang.
Ew. Stay wet.